It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't think they're ready for this. This is different. A LA Ram podcast, not based in California, but based in Florida? Come on now. You know I had to do it. Ram Nation, stand up. It's Ramly Talk from the Playmakers Bar podcast, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Salads. Let's talk Rams football.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your week's edition of Ramly Talk, hosted by your boy Darnell the Playmaker Salads out here in Jacksonville, Florida. And it's playoff time, Ram fans. It's playoff time, Ramly Nation. It's playoff time, playoff time, playoff time. At 4:40 p.m. on Fox, the Los Angeles Rams, our favorite team that we love so dearly, is taking that trip back up to Seattle to take on the NFC West champs, the Seattle Seahawks. It is round three of this matchup. We already know it's 1-1. So this is the rubber match. This is the one with for all the marble, as we would like to say. Week 10, the Rams defeated the Seahawks 23-16 over in Los Angeles. Russell Wilson had a rough game, 248 yards passing, two interceptions. He fumbled once, and he was sacked six times. Leonard Fournette had three of them. Jared Goff threw for 300 yards. He also fumbled. He didn't throw a touchdown, but it wasn't about Jared Goff. It was about that running game with Malcolm Brown having two rushing touchdowns. Darren Hilton had a rushing touchdown. Defense did their thing with two interceptions, both by Darius Williams, one of our great young cornerbacks, one of our young great secondaries. That death. And then week 16, the Rams went up to Seattle, only scored 9 points, and Seattle scored 20. And week 16's matchup in Seattle, the Seahawks clinched the division crown. Goff threw for 234 and an interception. Russell Wilson had 225. He threw a touchdown. He ran one in. So, hey, there's a rubber match. Kind of flip-flop with how things go in the past two games. So, hey, we're going to get ready. We're going to get down to it. But if I go any further, the Rams got in. John Wolford from right here in Jacksonville, Florida, Bishop Kennedy High School. Graduated from Wake Forest University. Started for us in week 17 against the Arizona Cardinals. Played pretty decently. Wasn't impressive. It wasn't eye-popping. He did what was asked of him. He did not make any mistakes. He was a game manager. That's all the defense needed him to do, and what the team needed him to be a game manager. Don't lose the game for us. We got a great defense. That's what happened. Kyler Murray got injured. Was out for most of the game. Came back in the fourth quarter, tried to make a late run, but he wasn't the same Kyler Murray. So defense did their thing. Came out victorious, and we clinched our way into the playoffs. And then this is knocking Arizona out of the playoffs because we won. Now we got that. I expect John Wolford to start because Jared Goff had a dislocated and broken thumb. You can't come back from a week from that. Not even 2 weeks. Sean McVay is keeping it under wraps. He's not going to name who's the quarterback, but I'm expecting myself, John Wolford, to start this game for us. Yeah, Goff wants to play. You know, hey, it's the playoff. It is what it is. You want that experience that Goff has to lead the team. But it looks like I'm expecting John Wolford to start for us. Now, It's going to be interesting how Sean McVay calls this game out, because we're talking about the Seahawks. Seahawks been the most improved defense in the second half of the season. From week 9 on down to the end of the season, the Seahawks have been the most improved defense. But nevertheless, they still rank 22nd in the National Football League in defense. Just saying. The most improved defense in the second half of the season, but they still rank 22nd in defense. Offense ranked 17th. They are 16th in passing and 12th in rushing. The Rams, 11th in offense, 13th in passing, 10th in rushing. The number one defense in the National Football League. The number one defense in the National Football League. Number one defense in scoring defense. Number one defense in total defense. Number one defense in passing defense. We have a defense. Elvis a stack on NFL app or NFL.com that says the Rams are the 8th team to lead the league in scoring defense, total defense, and pass defense. 5 out of the previous 7 went to the Super Bowl. History look good on our side right now. But that's not the matchup to look for. Wofford, I say, expect him to start. That's one key. Another key, the matchup between Jalen Ramsey and DK Metcalf, that's not the matchup to watch. You know what the matchup to watch for in this game? In round 3? When you face a team for a third time, you know what the matchup it really is? It is Pete Carroll versus Sean McVay. And it's not head coaching versus head coach. Follow me here. It's Pete Carroll's defense versus Sean McVay's offense. This is the playoffs. Pete Carroll is going to find a way to get his defense to play at their best potential at home this go around. Sean McVay, why are you going to be the boy genius that everybody called you ever since you became the head coach of Los Angeles? Are you going to turn back into that boy genius? Are you going to put some stuff in that offense that gets this offense going? Hey, we're not going to have Darren Henderson. You put him on IR. He's out for at least 3 games. He missed 2. This will be the 3rd. Well, I'll take that back. He missed 1. This will be the 2nd. So we're not going to have Darren Henderson. We're not going to have Darren Henderson next round if we do get past Seattle. So we don't have Darren Henderson for the season future right now. But can Cam Akers play? He played last game. But can he be back at full strength? Can Michael Brown do what he did back in week 10? Let's get some touchdowns. Cooper Kupp is off the COVID list, so Cooper Kupp is suspected to play. Robert Woods and Kupp, can y'all do what y'all do best? Josh Reynolds, where you been at? In week 10, you showed up. You almost had 100 yards receiving in week 10 against the Seahawks. You want to know where to be found in week 16? You had a couple of drops. Where you at? Van Jefferson. You in the pros, buddy. Now you in the big time. It's playoff mode. Welcome to the playoffs. This is what we at right here. This is where we at. But Sean McVay, offensive coordinator, what you gonna do? Pete Carroll, what his defensive game plan gonna be this go around? That's the matchup to look for. McVay's offense, Carroll's defense. This will tell you how this game will go, because we have the number one defense in the league. So we know our defense gonna come through. Aaron Donald gonna come through. Matter of fact, I expect Aaron Donald to be a third time defensive player of the year when it's all said and done. For the third time, Aaron Donald defensive player of the year. And guess what? Right behind him, Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd has sacked Wilson 6 times this season. He got him 3 in week 10. He got him 3 times in week 16. So it used to be Aaron Donald's the only one getting the West Wilson. Now you got Leonard Floyd coming from the outside to get to you. That's 2 right there. So I'm going to need Sebastian Joseph Day to get involved. I'm going to need Alshon Robinson to get involved. I'm going to need Sam Epican to get involved. I need the rest of my D-line to get off with Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd. Ramsey, do what you've been doing with DK Metcalf. Everybody, do what you got to do against them tight ends and them and Tyler Lockett and David Moore. Do what you got to do. We got a great secondary. I love my secondary. J.J. John Johnson does his thing. Darius Williams, you picked Wilson off twice. You did this in week 10. Let's try to get some picks in on Saturday. We got this. Look, we got a crew back there. Taylor Rapp can come in and cover tight ends. Taylor Rapp is that good. He hasn't shown it, but Taylor Rapp is good enough to come in and the nigga package and cover tight ends. He's good enough to do that. Come on, man. But hey, like I said, we can throw all the stats out the door. We can throw all the records out the door. It's round three. This one is for all the marbles. You win this one, you move on to the divisional round. And you send the other team packing home. So guess what? We win, we keep Seattle home. They don't got to worry about packing bags or nothing. They gonna stay there but home. And we can go to whoever is next. Round three, ladies and gentlemen. Round three. This is where we are at. There's no more do it. There's no next time. It's win or go home mode. Get that through your head. It's win or go home mode now. We made it through 17 weeks of the NFL season through this COVID situation, this COVID pandemic. Now we're in the postseason. What we going to look like? How we going to play? Wofford, do what you been asked. Push the ball down the field like you tried to do against Arizona. You missed them. But we like what we saw. Especially when you went and got that first down to help seal the game away. You went and ran that ball for a first down. You made sure you got that first down. We didn't see that from Jared Goff in week 16. He could have got 7 yards. That's 7 yards and got out of bounds. But no, he threw a pick. And that was the turning point of the game. What you did against Arizona, we needed a first down. Needed a first down to even get Arizona ball back. What happened? You got yourself first down. We wearing more clock out. Arizona did get the ball, but they ain't have enough time to come catch us. That's what we need. We need somebody who's going to manage the game. And when they're called upon, okay, we need this first down. He can go get it. He will make a play to go get it. That's what I like. I'm not going to waste too much of your time because this. Hey, I said all I need to say about this game. I said everything I need to say about Rams. I said everything right here. Win or go home. Now, I will say this before I can get up out of here. You can catch me on my other one. I'll be doing an NFL special playoff episode covering the rest of the playoff series, rest of the playoff games this weekend. So you can catch me on that one. Look out for that. I will send that out on my social media platform. So check that out. But right now, Rams Seahawks, round three. Win or go home. Fool. Down there at the Playmaker Silence here at the Playmaker's Blog out here in Jacksonville, Florida. I'll talk to y'all next week. To see either are we moving on or our season's over with. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. Have a good one.